One thing always leads to another, because in writing The Journey of Taimei, that then expanded into The Way to Rainy Mountain.
Exactly.
And then on into Housemaid of Dawn and The Ancient Child.
It came just after Housemaid of Dawn.
Housemaid of Dawn, another moment in your life that was life-changing, I think, because this, you won a Pulitzer Prize for it in 1969. It was your first literary success. Let's talk about that for a moment. We can back up even before. While you were in the midst of this work, did you realize, I have something going here?
Yes, in a sense I did. I knew I had a story, and I had lived that time of my life at Jemez Pueblo, which is the setting of Housemaid of Dawn. And I knew people who had returned from the Second World War, and they were, you know, a particular generation of misfits. They had seen the world outside the traditional one, and it had a strong effect upon them. They returned to the traditional world, having been uprooted, and they had a hard time getting back into it, and that's basically the subject of Housemaid of Dawn.
Housemaid of Dawn, how did that title come about?
It's a line, the beginning line of a song in Navajo ceremony. The ceremony is called the Night Chant, and the song begins, Housemaid of Dawn, Housemaid of Evening Light, Housemaid of Pollen, so on.
The book centers around Abel, an Indian veteran, right?
Right.
And then the problems you've already referred to in World War II. His name, is there a biblical link here, because you don't give him a last name?
Only in a very superficial sense. I actually knew a man at Jemez named Abel, and I was thinking of him when I wrote this character. But the biblical reference, you know, it was also there, but not, I think, important.
Abel then, not to tell the whole story, obviously, but is convicted for his crime, and he serves an 8-year sentence. The government relocates him in Los Angeles, where he meets this minister.
Yes.
The Reverend John Big Bluff Tosama. How did you come up with this name?
I don't know. I invented it. It's close to some Indian names. In Kiowa, I think there's a Tonama and other such names. Tosa is a common name in Jemez. So I think I just put a couple of things together and came up with Tosama.
And he was pastor of the storefront Indian church. He was pastor and priest of the Sun at the Los Angeles Holiness Pan-Indian Rescue Mission.
Exactly. Yes. I like that title. And he's an interesting character, the peyote priest, Tosama, who is the pastor of this mission and becomes a kind of foil for the hero, Abel.
And then it's said in The Housemaid of Dawn, the hero, Abel, while he's a self-destructive, alcoholic person, he's made into this very complex character, sympathetic. Maybe you've created him to be that way. Mm-hmm. We have these two images going of him. That was your main goal, to make him feel there's more to this man than he's just an alcoholic?
Yeah, sure. There's more to him than that. His counterparts bring certain things out of him, certain virtues. His friendship with the Navajo friend, and even Tosama, you know, though they are in some ways diametrically opposed, they have something to teach each other. And that's one of the fragments of the story.
And his sermon, Tosama's sermon on the Book of John, is interesting. If you will read.
In the beginning was the Word. And man, right then and there, he should have stopped. Old John was a white man. And the white man has his ways. He talks about the Word. He talks through it and around it. He builds upon it with syllables, with prefaces and suffixes and hyphens and accents. He adds and divides and multiplies the Word. And in all of this, he subtracts the truth. Yeah, Tosama is a kind of protagonist, an antagonist, a very bright man, knows something about language and the force of it. That whole sermon is really about language.